Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And it is such a blessing to be in the midst of the Lord in reverence and in awe of Him with my whole heart. And I just pray that you are experiencing the same, experiencing God in such an intimate way that you would receive the blessings that He has for you and that you would give Him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. So welcome to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are in for a treat, as we always are. And we are back with Brother Harold Copeland, and we are going to continue in this wonderful, wonderful and exciting teaching series, God's Divine Makeup for the Believer. Now that you are fully made up with God's divine makeup, you are encouraged to work it out. Work out your soul's salvation and go into the world and do the works of Him who sends you out. And we know that to be God Himself. Scripture encourages us through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to live out our lives before others. Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And this is according to John 15, verses 5 through 4. So, Minister Harold Copeland and I, myself, Carnita Smith, we will continue in the series, God's Divine Makeup for the Believer. So, Brother Harold, if you would continue with our lesson, and I am here to assist you.
Well, praise the Lord. I am Minister Harold Copeland, and yes, I am your guest speaker. And I would like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. Always want you to know that it's an honor to be called by God to fellowship with you. And as was said, we will be continuing in the series, God's Divine Makeup for the Believer. We are spirits. We have souls. And we live in a physical body, which is our earth suit that carries us while we are down here on earth. Now, we need to know and understand that this is more than a series. This is our very new way of life that we have received since we've been born again. And as we begin to practice these spiritual truths, and as we begin to practice these spiritual realities in our everyday activities, we will begin to receive and enjoy the benefits. Yes, yes, benefits. There's some benefits for walking in these truths. Now, down the road, in a month, we may individually want to look over our notes concerning these truths. concerning these realities, to keep our mind refreshed, because these are spiritual truths, spiritual realities, revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. They can't be felt. And since they can't be felt, if we keep our eyes away from them for a season, we'll slowly lose them. So that's why we have to continue to refresh ourselves in our notes. Maybe 6 months from now, maybe a year from now. The thing is, whatever it takes to keep these truths alive, hallelujah, amen. See, spiritual reality has to stay alive. Spiritual truths have to stay alive. Revelation knowledge has to stay alive. And what keeps them alive is faith. Amen. And faith comes by hearing. And we talked about that in previous studies. Not having heard. Not heard once. But hearing over and over and over and over. And hearing what? And I'm glad you asked. Hearing by the word of God. Yes. And in that we will begin to live a heavenly kingdom life. That's God's purpose for us. To live a heavenly kingdom life. Not when we get to heaven. No. That's automatic. But he wants us to divinely live a heavenly kingdom life while we are down here on earth. And as we continue to, it's the opening of the heart to Holy Spirit. And as we continue to open our hearts to Holy Spirit, he'll do his part. Holy Spirit will continually reveal in these truths to us. He's the revelator. He's our teacher. And he will continue to teach and reveal these truths to us. Now, we understand that this is a process. And it's not just a one-time thing. Therefore, as we keep studying and studying, Holy Spirit will keep building on revelation, and he will continue to give us greater revelation of spirit, soul, and body throughout the rest of our lives. Hallelujah. And as we begin to apply, now that's a good word, apply. You know, the Bible tells us, be not hearer of the word, but be a doer. And that's what doer means, to apply. And as we continue to apply these truths, what he has shown us, he will encourage us with quick results. And then we will develop new patterns of living by the Spirit. As Galatians tells us, to walk in the Spirit, and we will not mind the lust of the flesh. So we can live a full and effective life in the power of the Holy Ghost. And John tells us that Holy Spirit will bring information to our remembrance, and he'll remind us what Jesus told us, remind us what Jesus has done. And it's the same way with spirit, soul, and body. Holy Spirit will bring these truths to our remembrance when we need them. And he will also help us share these truths with others. Now, that's the beauty of this. Is what we receive, we give out, and we share it with others. So they, too, can be set free from the flesh dominion. Amen. And that's our purpose, is to get God's people, the church, delivered from the flesh dominion, so they can walk in the power of the Spirit. And even right now, amen, as the truth and the revelation goes forth, Holy Spirit is freeing us up right now. Oh, yes, he is. And as the truth goes forward and the realities go forward, Holy Spirit is empowering us that we can go minister to others and we can help free them up. Oh, what a word. Oh, what a covenant with our God. Oh, what a walk we have with him. Oh, what a relationship do we have with him. And before we dive into the truth for tonight. I would like to just recap. I would like to recap some of the spiritual realities and the spiritual truth that came forth from the revelation knowledge of Holy Spirit in the last lesson. In the last lesson we did, we focused on Romans 6, and we read 1 through 4, and we pulled some spiritual realities and spiritual truth out of that lesson. And we stated that Paul started out of that lesson. He started out asking questions, and he asked four questions back to back to back to back. And what we said, that he was taking on the role of a great teacher. And we stated that great teachers ask more questions than they give answers. And we show even God took the position of a great teacher when he came into the garden. He said, "Adam, where art thou?" And God is an all-knowing God, so God knew where Adam was. And when Jesus walked out on the water, and Peter and the fishermen was fishermen, and he walked up to him and said, "Have you any meat yet?" And knowing that Jesus knew that they haven't caught any fish yet. So Paul taking on that role of a great teacher, and he's asking these questions. And we talked about great teachers asking questions, not because they don't know the answer, but because they are always assessing the students, and they are testing to see, do the students know what's going on? And we looked at verse 2, and we see that phrase, "God forbid." And we talked about how the theologians teaches this, and the theologians say that this is as close to cursing that Paul came to cursing without cursing, when he said, "God forbid." And what it showed, that how adamantly opposed to Christians not walking in the Spirit, but willingly living in sin. And Paul was opposed to that. And still in verse 2, we spoke about the word "dead." And we said that there was a tendency to run away from that word. But we said we should run away from that word. Amen. We should run to that word with all of our hearts, all of our minds, and all of our souls. We just should go embrace that word called "dead." Amen. Because that word is our friend. The word came to help us. And it came to help us to take care of our worst enemy. And our worst enemy is our fallen nature. That word comes to put our fallen nature to death. The Adamic nature, the fleshly nature, the carnal nature, the sinful nature. How many names he have? He has so many. But that word "dead" come to put him to death. It is here to destroy our worst enemy, who is our sin nature. And we talked about the word "no." "No" is a good word. That's in verse 3. "No," and we have to say, it's not an intellectual knowing. Amen. And Christianity is not intellectual. But "no" is an intimate relationship. It's an intimate knowing. And that knowing is either with God, the Son, the Holy Spirit, or the revelation that's come forth. A knowing that we know, that we know, that we know in our knower, which is our hearts, that revelation is ours, that we are one with Christ and Christ is one with us, that God is our Father and we are sons of the and daughters of the Most High God. And the Holy Spirit, amen, has imparted a new supernatural nature on the inside of us. And we know. But the knowing we see now is we know that our old man was baptized into Christ. And we know that our old man was baptized into his death. And I like the word "baptized." And we talked about that, that this is not the water baptism. And we even brought in a scripture that said the doctrines of baptisms with the S, signifying that there is more than the water baptism. And this baptism takes on a tone of joining together, coming together in union, coming together as one, baptized into, joined into, coming in union with. And as we read on, we read across the word that said, buried. And all this is referring to the old man. The old man being buried with Christ, being baptized with Christ, being buried with Christ. And that's getting rid of our worst enemy, the old man, the sin nature. And see, one tone before we step into this is Romans 6 is almost my favorite chapter in the whole Bible, because it is constantly putting the old man in the grave where it belongs. Constantly, from scripture to scripture to scripture to scripture. And just by virtue of spiritual laws, when the old go down, the new come up. So what we have is, it's constantly putting the old man in the grave and constantly raising the new man up into newness of life. And you'll see this reoccurring tone throughout this whole chapter. And it's beautiful. Amen. It put our enemy to death, but it put the one who is befriended with Christ, the one who is one with Christ, the new man, the God divine man, and it brings him back alive in newness of life. And we're going to walk in that. Amen. And we're going to put to death what need to be put to death, but we're going to bring to life and resurrect what need to be resurrected. It's kind of, you know, it reminds me of a teeter-totter. In Georgia, we call it a seesaw. And, you know, a seesaw, you got one person on one end, and then you got another person on the other end. And one end go up, and the other end go down. Then the other end come up, and the other end go down. And the other end come up, and then the other end come down. You know, teeter-totter. Seesaw. And see, that's the life we lived before we got saved. We was up one day, and then we was down the next day. We was up one moment, and then we was down the next moment. We was up 1 hour, and then we was down the next hour. And that's a life of bondage. The up and down, the up and down, the up and down. Life of bondage. There's no victory in that life. Now, when we got saved, since we were so familiar walking in our surroundings and our happened, and what was happening around us, we found ourselves as Christians being teeter-totter. We was going up as a Christian, and then, oh, I'm so down today. And then one moment we was up, and then the next moment we was down. And 1 hour we was up. And, I mean, we was Christian, but we were still living that life of bondage. But then we grew up. And this is what Romans 6 does for us. I call it a divine teeter-totter. Amen. We get off of that old worldly teeter-totter, up one day, down the next day, up one. No. And we get into the divine teeter-totter. That's spirit, soul, and body. Amen. See, on the divine teeter-totter, as you look in Romans 6, and we're going to see more of it, Paul is constantly... We got the teeter-totter, but he's constantly on one side. He got sin on one side. He got the Adamic nature, sin, the fleshly nature, the old man on one side. And that side is constantly going down, constantly. And it'll never come up again. That's the divine teeter-totter. But on the other side is the Spirit of God. And that side is going up, and it stays up. And there's no limitations on how that side can go. It's just going to continue to go up and go up and go up from faith to faith, to glory, to victory, until Jesus Christ come back. And that other side, the flesh side, goes down. See, this is not the divine teeter-totter. It's not a up and down teeter-totter. Up one day, down. No. It's up in the spirit. And it's down in the flesh, even to the place of death to the flesh. And that side always stay down. Never will it rise up. And the Bible tells us that if it try to rise up, that we should mortify the deeds of the flesh. and mortify me. We should just beat it down more, let it know, no, you're not coming up. Amen. Only the spirit stays up in this teeter-totter. It's the divine teeter-totter. And so as we see in Romans 6, that the old man always is dead and buried with Christ. And when the old man is dead and buried, it's automatic. It's a law. It makes room for the new man to rise up. That's the high part of the teeter-totter. And he rises up to newness of life. Amen. God is releasing newness of life on the broadcast today. Amen. And God is taking care of everything of the old man that need to go down. Amen. Go down into that tomb and stay in that tomb while the newness of life rises up forever. And we are resurrected with Christ to newness of life because we are baptized in his death on the old side. And because of that baptism and death on the old side, because of the law of the Spirit, we have received this newness of life. Now, as we open up the revelation for tonight, we're going to start out reading our lunch pad scripture, which is 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 23. And after we read that, we are going to read Romans chapter number 6, verses 5 through 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and then Romans chapter number 6, verses 5 through 10.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5.
Chapter 5, verse 23.
And it reads this way. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In Romans chapter 6, verse 5 through 10.
Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Christ. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has magistry over him or mastery over him. Verse 10, the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What then?
Amen.
Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Verse 15.
Amen, 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 amen. Okay, let's start back at number 5. The King James says, for if you have been planted, and we want to look at the word planted.
Okay.
Planted takes on the same tone as the word baptism, and we said earlier that baptism wasn't the water baptism, but it was a union, a joining together. And that's what the word planted is, planted together, baptized together, union together, joined together. And it goes on to say, in the likeness. And the likeness is saying, the same way Jesus did it, it's the same way it happened for us. Just like Jesus did it, we do it the same way. Our old man died just like Jesus died. Our old man died the same way Jesus died. Amen. Notice we're on the teeter-totter, but we're on the bottom side of the teeter-totter, and we're going deeper into the ground. Notice we said that old side of the teeter-totter will never come up again. And the only way we keep it down is we remind ourselves or bring back to our remembrance the truth that actually happened to the old man. And what happened to the old man is that the old man, in the same way Jesus died, the old man died. Just like Jesus died, the old man died just like Jesus died. And we want to take it a little deeper. Since there is no time and space in the realm of the spirit, and time and space cannot rule over Jesus Christ, the truth is, when Jesus died, the old man died with him. That's the truth of that word. Thank you, Lord. And then we reap the benefit. Look at the teeter-totter, because that old man been nailed again. He been nailed in the ground. So that means on the other side, the benefit, the spirit man is constantly rising up. And the spirit man is constantly rising up to resurrection life. Amen. That's what we have in us. And the spirit man is constantly rising up to resurrection power. Yes, that's what we have in us. And the spirit man is constantly being raised up to newness of life, a new life. Not given to us by mama, thank God for mama. Not given to us by daddy, thank God for daddy. But given to us by our heavenly Father, amen. And the life that he has given us out of his kingdom, amen. That we have a kingdom life while we are here in the earth realm. Amen. Let's keep reading. And I told you there was a recurring theme that Paul is constantly nailing this old man into the tomb. He will not give up. And in that, on the other side, it's a law. If that go down, that end go down, then this end is coming up. Amen. And we're not on the worldly teeter-totter where one end come up and the other end go down. No, we don't live that type of life anymore. We live a life of victory. And the life of victory is that the old man go down forever and the new man come up forever. That's the divine teeter-totter. It's not an up and down situation. And our old man died with Jesus. Amen. On the other side of the teeter-totter, our new man was resurrected with Jesus into newness of life. I sense newness of life on the broadcast tonight. On the broadcast, newness of life. Then verse 6 says, knowing this, and we have to bring that out. Amen. The Holy Spirit is teaching us. And we have to say that this knowing is not an intellectual knowing. Amen. Where we're going, we're not going into the intellect, but we're going into the heart, into the spirit. And this knowing is a intimate relationship with this revelation. And we bring this revelation into our hearts. And we don't need a jury to confirm it. We just confirm it in our hearts. It's confirmed by the Holy Spirit. And we know that, we know that, we know that, we know that, we know. And our knower that we have come one with this truth. And what we know is, here go Paul again, putting a nail into that old man, putting him in the tomb, our old man crucified with Jesus. That body of sin that Adam gave us is dead. Amen. And we release these truths in the atmosphere. Glory to God. Amen. That we can receive the victory that God has already given us. The Adamic nature is destroyed. Amen. And now we have a supernatural kingdom nature created in the image and likeness of the one who created us. And by the Spirit, we call him Abba Father. Amen. That's the Hasid, the teeter-totter. Amen. This teeter-totter don't fluctuate. Amen. The high is the Spirit, and the low is that sin nature going into the ground. That Adamic nature is destroyed. And then Paul, he used the word henceforth. And henceforth means that whenever we receive the revelation until Jesus come back, amen. So if you receive the revelation 10 years ago, 10 years ago is your henceforth. So 10 years ago, henceforth, and it goes all the way until Jesus come back in the second coming. If you received the revelation 5 years ago, then that's henceforth. Henceforth, 5 years ago, until Jesus come back with the second coming, we stand. And if you're receiving the revelation today, then today is henceforth. And henceforth goes all the way until Jesus come back. And the victory that we receive in that henceforth until Jesus come back, that sin can no longer be our master. Amen. Sin can no longer be our master. Why? Because we're on the teeter-totter. Amen. And that sin nature is at the bottom of the teeter-totter. Amen. And that sin nature will never rise up again. Because the Spirit has risen up in all power and authority and dominion and rule. Amen. Everything is in its perfected place. And as we look at spirit, soul, and body, we understand that spirit is spirit, stands alone. But the soul and the body, they're the flesh. Because we're trying to get them saved. And until they get saved, they got to stay at the bottom of the teeter-totter. Amen. Now, when they get saved, we get our glorified body, and we know everything in our mind, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, then they can come up to the top of the teeter-totter with the Spirit. And that explains our launch pad scripture, because he said, may the God of peace sanctify you wholly, and then we'll be sanctified wholly. And once we are sanctified wholly, the Spirit won't be the only one at the top of the teeter-totter, but the soul will come on up there too, and then the body will come on up there too. And he said our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing this, and we look at knowing that that's an intimate relationship from the heart. I love Romans chapter 6. It easily can be my favorite chapter in the Bible. intimate knowing in the heart, intimate of the heart, Christ raised in resurrection life. And we like that. He dies no more. Christ raised in resurrection life, he dies no more. Death has lost its sting over Christ. Let us read 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verses 55 through 57.
55 through 57 reads this way. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. See, death has no more dominion over Christ. Glory to God. And there's a reality in there that's going to answer a question in verse 11 when we get to verse 11. Hallelujah. But we sit on the high side of the teeter-totter. Amen. And this is a divine teeter-totter. Amen. It's not the one that man made and sat out there and put in the park and keep it up and down and up and down and up and down. Amen. The divine teeter-totter. There's only one up. And that's in the spirit. And there's only one down, thank God. And that's the old. That's that of the flesh, and that has been programmed by the flesh, the mind, and that sense, the flesh and the five senses, the body, all of that is down. Spiritual law in the spirit comes up. Okay, Christ died unto sin once, and we need to just release this into the atmosphere. Amen. Christ didn't die for his sins. Amen. He died for my sins, and he died for your sins. Amen. To show the unconditional love of God. Somebody got to die for sin. For the Bible said the wages of sin is death. Amen. So we should have died. But because of the love of God, Christ said, I'll take Minister Copeland position and I'll take my brother and sister position. I'll die and live again so that they can die and live again. What a beautiful gospel. Amen. The news is so good, it sounds too good to be true, but I want you to know it is true. Amen. It is true, and it is real. Now that Christ liveth, I like that. He liveth with the Father forever. Glory to God. That's that life with the Father. And he's interceding for us. Let's look at Romans chapter number 8, verse 34.
Romans 8, 34. Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us?
Amen. So no matter what we're going through today, if it's a circumstance that's not going right, we can be encouraged because Christ is interceding for us. Is it a situation we got into that we can't get out of? We can be encouraged because Christ is interceding for us. Is it a mountain that's too big? Let's be encouraged because Christ is interceding for us. Is it a valley so low that we can't climb out of it? Let's be encouraged. Because Christ, he is interceding for us. And because of his intercession, no matter what it is, when it all said and done, we're coming out. And we are coming out in victory. And we shall go from victory to victory, from faith to faith, in glory to glory. And we shall always sit on the high side of the teeter-totter, and everything of the enemy will be on the low side of the teeter-totter, constantly on his way back to the grave. Now, verse 11 said, likewise. And it was likewise. I like that. Likewise. The way Jesus is doing it, do it likewise. The word tells us to imitate Christ. So that Jesus is doing, let us do it. And what they're specifically talking about is reckoning. Verse 11, likewise reckon. And reckon is a belief. So likewise, the way Jesus is reckoning, the way Jesus is thinking, let's imitate it. Let's think like him. Let's think like Jesus. You know what? I thank God I don't have to think like myself. Amen, because my thoughts are not God's thoughts. And my ways are not God's ways. But God's thoughts is much higher than my thoughts. And God's ways are much higher than my ways. So when he say likewise reckon, likewise think, likewise think like Jesus, the same way Jesus think you think, the same way Jesus think we think. Amen. And he said, well, how did Jesus think? Well, it was in the previous verses. I'm glad you asked, but it's in the previous verses. And let's go back to the previous verses. It's at verse 9, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, we've been raised from the dead. Knowing that Christ dies no more, we dies no more. Now, Paul said that this fleshly body is going back to the dirt. But the spirit is going into the presence of God. He said to be absent for the body is to be present with the Lord. We die no more. He said death has no more dominion over Christ. Well, he told us likewise reckon. Likewise think like Christ. Well, death has no more dominion over us. He said for that he died unto sin. Well, likewise reckon, likewise think, we are dead unto sin. The teeter-totter, at the bottom of the teeter-totter, is everything of the sin nature, going back into the tomb where it belongs. But in that he liveth for God. Likewise reckon, we live today, and today we live for God. Today in our hearts, we live for God. Today in our minds, we live for God. Today in our souls, we can bring our souls onto the team. That's the renewing of the mind. They're bringing our souls into the family of God. Amen. In our souls, we live for the Lord. The renewing of the mind. And our body's coming to this party, this divine party. Amen. That's why in Romans 12, we say, I beseech you, brother, most urge, highly encourage you. I urge you to surrender your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And every time we renew that mind, we bring in our souls and our bodies into the family of God. Amen. And we continue to renew our minds day by day by day by day by day by day by day. And we're going to continue to renew our minds until Jesus come back. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. Amen. Verse 12. They say, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. You know, that's how much power we have. And it's not to glorify us, but it's that God has fully equipped us with everything that we need to walk this walk out in victory. And he has empowered us with the power from above that we need to come against every adversity that would try to hinder us from walk in the fullness of this walk. And we use this scripture time and time every day. Ephesians chapter number 1 verse 18, they tell us that we have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelling in us. The same power. And that's the power we have been equipped with. You know, Jesus told them in the book of Acts, says, you shall be endowed. I mean, that's full through and through. That's full. That's just not a little drop or a little morsel, but that's full, the endowment. He said, you shall be endowed with power from above as the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen. And we have to acknowledge that power. Amen. We have to confess it with our mouth. Everything we get from God, the first thing we got from God was salvation, and we got it by confessing. We got it by confessing with our mouth. We got it by believing in our hearts and speaking that we believed in our heart, and we confessed it, what we believed, and we received it. And it's the same way with the power that's in us. We have to confess that we have this power. Amen. And we have to believe in our hearts that the same power, that scripture, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in our mortal body. We confess it. And we speak it. Amen. We speak it out. Amen. Faith is voice activated. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And he said, so in verse 12, say, let not. So we have so much power that we, whatever happens, we either let it happen or we didn't let it happen. Amen. See, the devil can't do nothing to us unless we let him. Amen. But we always have victory over him, so we can let not. He said, let not sin therefore reign. Reign in your mortal body. So we can either let sin reign. It's not that sin was victorious over us. We just let it reign. Or we can either let sin not reign. We are totally in control because we've been empowered by God to walk this walk, either in victory, if we choose. For the Bible tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And whatsoever you love, you shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. So we can let or we can let not. And the way we let not, we keep that sin at the bottom of the teeter-totter. Amen. That's letting not. Keep that sin nature where it belongs. At the bottom of the teeter-totter, being nailed back into the tomb. That's the only place for the sin nature is in the tomb. And with that, it's a spiritual law. And in that spiritual law, the spirit rises up into the high places of the divine teeter-totter. Amen. And we understand that that divine teeter-totter is not an up and down, up and down, up and down. No, no, no. That's bondage. Amen. The divine teeter-totter is liberation. Somebody say liberation. Yes. The divine teeter-totter is liberation. That the new man, the newness of life, has been totally liberated. Amen. By the power of God. Totally liberated from the things of flesh. Totally liberated from the Adamic nature, the sin propensity. Totally liberated. Totally set free. The Word of God tells us that who the Son therefore set free, you're free indeed. Amen. Free in the deeds that we do. Amen. And God set us free that so that we can go serve him. Glory to God. Yes. Free to serve the Lord. Free to do the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Free to get on the top of the divine teeter-totter. Amen. No more up the day and down tomorrow. Amen. But always up in victory. Amen. Always up in Christ. Always up in power. Amen. Always up in authority. Always up in the name that is above all names. That's the beauty of that name. Glory to God. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The most beautiful name. Amen. In the heavenlies. The name of Jesus. The most beautiful name in the earth. The name of Jesus. The most beautiful name under the earth. The name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Philippians that he, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. And then he says, all to the glory of the Father. Amen. When we make Jesus Lord, God gets glorified. Amen. The Bible tells us that the angels begin to rejoice when one soul comes into the kingdom of the living God. Glory to God. Amen. And you know, there was a theologian explained that to me. He said, you know why the angels rejoice when one soul comes into the kingdom of God? And I said, no, tell me, please. And he said, well, they are watching God. The angels are watching God. And when that soul comes into the kingdom of God, they say, God began to smile for that soul. And when the angels see God smiling, they start rejoicing. Praise God. God, divine makeup for the believer. Let not sin therefore reign in our mortal bodies. We got the power. Look at somebody and say, you got the power. That's right.
I tell you,
we got the power.
Brother Harold, this it's so rich and it's such a good lesson that I think we need to stop, drop, and pray right now for those who may not know the beauty and the richness of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit or just being in fellowship with Christ, that we would want to invite them into the ark. So I think this would be a good opportunity for us to pray for them, as other brothers and sisters who may be listening to the broadcast, touch and agree with us, and lift up that husband or lift up that sibling, your brother, your sister, or a family member, or maybe the person that may be in your office, in your workplace. Just lift them up in prayer that they would come to know Jesus as well. So, Brother Harold, if you would pray a prayer of salvation for those who may not know him and extend Jesus to them.
Amen, amen. And again, Holy Spirit is present. And again, I sense Holy Spirit touching hearts and drawing people in to the high place of the teeter-totter. Amen. And I sense there's some people that was at the low place of the teeter-totter, and they thought they had to stay there forever. You know, and we all been there. We tried to get out our own way. We thought maybe a promotion on the job would get us out. More money would get us out. If we can get that house, that dream house, then that'll put us in the right place. Amen. If we can get that dream car, you know, that'll get us there. But we attain those things and we still find ourselves empty. Amen. But as we hear, we have an ear to hear and we understand that Jesus is the only way and he's the only truth. And he's the only life. And we understand that no man comes to the Father but by him. And tonight the Holy Spirit has made available for us to come to the Father through Jesus Christ. For the word tells us that no man can come to the Father unless the Spirit draw them in. And the Spirit of God is drawing hearts and minds into the Lord. And whosoever have an ear, let him hear. And whosoever have an eye, let him see what the Spirit is doing. I'm going to lead in a salvation prayer. And if you hear the voice of the Lord and you know that this is your hour, now is the time for you to receive. Today is the day of salvation. All you have to do is repeat after me. Say, Father, I know I'm a sinner. I'm at the bottom of the teeter-totter. And that's not the place you designed for me. You want me at the top, never to come down again. So, Father, I ask you to forgive me of all my sin because against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. Father, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I believe in my heart that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus, I open my heart and I ask you, come into my heart and become my Lord and become my Savior. Lord Jesus, I receive you now in your mighty name. Father, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So we encourage you. Thank you, Brother Harold, for praying a prayer of salvation. And we just say thank you and praise ye the Lord for accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is the best thing that you could have done, and the most important thing you could have done in your life is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And now we encourage you. Mission from the Heart encourages you to get into a good Bible teaching church that you would be baptized by submersion. And when you come up, you would just tell the world that you are a Christ follower. Hallelujah. And that you would seek out a Sunday school class or a small group Bible study that you may be discipled and continue to grow and go in grace, that you may be used by God, again, to disciple someone, that they would come to the ark of salvation as well. And we just thank you for praying, brothers and sisters, that you may have touched and agreed with us. as we, as Brother Harold prayed this prayer of salvation. So praise the Lord, and we are excited. So we will continue. We've got a few more minutes to our broadcast, and we will be going on with this beautiful lesson. And Brother Harold, you would do the honors, of course, of bringing us to the end of our broadcast, and I'll just pray us to a close.
Amen. Yes, so we get ready to close. But we do look at verse 13 of Romans 6. It says, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. And we that drive, we know what yield means. They tell us to yield to the right of way. Give the other people the right of way. Give the other people the power. Give the other people the right standing. But right here, he tell us, don't yield. Don't give sin anything. Amen. Don't give up our power to sin, because we have a greater power than the power that is over sin. So don't yield. And it goes on to say, but yield yourself unto God. So if we're going to yield, we're going to yield to God. We're going to yield. We're going to give God the right of way to our hearts, and give God the right of way to our minds, and give God the right of way to our souls. And we're going to present ourselves to him holy and sanctified. And we thank you for God's divine makeup of the believer. Amen. That we are born of the Spirit, that's at the top of the teeter-totter. And that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. And Jesus' words are spirit and life. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. And the works that Jesus has done, we can do in greater works than these. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. And the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. And that's at the top of the teeter-totter. And glory to God that we're not in the flesh, but we're in the spirit. And the spirit of the Lord dwells in us. And any man that has not the spirit of the Lord don't belong to the Lord. But we have the spirit of the Lord, and we are his sons and his daughters. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. At the top of the teeter-totter. He that is joined to the Lord is one in spirit. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. Therefore, any man be in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. And we have the Spirit of God in us, and that Spirit cry out unto the Lord, Abba, Father. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. And blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. And he has sealed us with the Holy Ghost. That's at the top of the teeter-totter. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in our mortal body. And he too shall quicken us at the top of the teeter-totter. And we are righteous and truly holy in Christ Jesus at the top of the teeter-totter. And finally, my brothers and my sisters, as Jesus is, so are we right now in this world. And the God of peace sanctify us wholly. And we pray God, our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body, which is our earth suit that carries us while we are down here on earth, and that is God divine makeup for the believer. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. This has been a wonderful ride. And I thank God for you, Brother Harold, and just being obedient to the Holy Spirit and bringing this wonderful series, God's Divine Makeup, for the believer. I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to go back and revisit this six-part series of God's Divine Makeup of the Believer and just refresh your soul and just dig in with your word and alongside this wonderful teaching series, that you will continue to grow and understand how important it is to know that your spirit man that co-mingles with the Holy Spirit, the two become one, that you are truly a new creature. And I just encourage you to continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, that you will continue to grow as well through this ministry. And always remember that the grass wither and the flowers, they do fade away. But you can always know that the Word of God will remain forever and ever. God bless you, brothers and sisters, and continue to submerge yourself with the Word of God. Amen, and God bless.